You referred to the issue of the duration of AI therapy. How do you approach that in a non-protocol setting?
Well, it's been totally arbitrary that we studied 5 years of an AI. But the data we have, certainly from MA17 and I think from other studies as well, it's been very clear that year over year, continuing to give letrozole, at least in that setting, you get additional benefit with each year. And it seems to be steady up to 4 years of follow-up. So my own idea of this is that it may be good given indefinitely, but right now what we've studied is not more than 5 years. And so I would be stopping patients or putting them in a clinical trial at the end of 5 years of an AI.
Do you discuss the option of continuing?
Yes, I do. And right now, actually, in Canada, we don't have either of the trials open that are going to randomize patients in that setting. We will in the next 3 to 6 months. I hope have both of them open. But until then, I've been giving patients a little longer AI and hoping to put them into a trial.
You mentioned two trials. I know the NSABP study. What's the other one?
Well, the NSABP will randomize people to 5 more years of letrozole or not if they have had any endocrine therapy that adds up to 5 years and includes an AI. Whereas there's a re-randomization arm of MA17, and that re-randomizes all our women who have been on 5 years of tamoxifen and 5 years of an AI as part of the MA17 study, to get or not get more letrozole. But now we've got an amendment to that that will randomize anyone who's had 5 years of an AI to more AI or not. So it, to some degree, would overlap with the NSABP 42 study, but not completely.